Pat, why don't you go ahead and tell me what you're doing now?
Well, I'm doing a lot of different things. One of those, and I think the reason that we're here today, is that I am working with Furniture Row Companies in developing a new model for NASCAR, utilizing all of the assets of this organization, which focus on and use as a linchpin their NASCAR team. The first application of that is going to be on behalf of American Agriculture, but that's been the focus of what I've been doing for the last 8 months, Chuck. Prior to that, experiential marketing, corporate sponsorships for fairs, festivals, events, and motorsport teams.
And we got to mention farm broadcasting.
Well, farm broadcasting, that runs deep in the blood, as I think you've seen here today, and agriculture. 20 years owner and voice of Michigan Farm Radio Network, and a longtime compadre of Chuck Zimmerman.
Well, you've unveiled here today the Car of the Heartland, which at this point is still a concept, as I understand it. But just tell me what... Describe how this thing looks and what the purpose is in terms of supporting or promoting agriculture.
Well, again, the whole principle behind this is to build a relationship between the American consumer and the American farmer, to do it in a fun, engaging way, to do it in a way that makes that relationship personal. I want it to be between the individual farmer and the individual consumer. So what we've done with the car and with the whole program, again, the car is the linchpin. What we've done with the whole program is we've tried to build individuality into this. We're going to feature local farmers, local production at the tracks we race at. We're going to highlight individual people, and we're going to, through that, help the American consumer understand what it takes to grow food in this country and develop an appreciation, a respect for the need of a domestically produced food supply. That's what this is all about. You know, can food production be shipped offshore? Yeah, it can. We've shipped a lot of things that we use in our daily lives offshore, so we don't have it here anymore. I visited China in 1998. I saw a hog operation outside of Beijing, 2000 South Florida Finnish operation. They had 20 people hand shoveling, hand grinding, and hand delivering feed when there was an automated feeder in every building. And we asked them why. Because it was cheaper to pay the 20 people than it was to pay for the electricity to run the feeder. It's not a question of if we can lose food production here. It's a matter of when. And how do we stop it? The only way we stop it is by connecting with people. Joe Sixpack was made popular during the last election. We need Joe Sixpack to understand us, respect us, appreciate us.
So when do you hope to see this car racing, and what's it going to take to get it there?
We're hoping this car is on the track for a full 2010 season, beginning with the Daytona 500 in February. We want it to run all 38 races. What's it going to take? It's going to take about $18 to $20 million. But because of the program that we have set up and because of the approach we're taking with multiple partnerships, we can do it, so it's not a huge burden on any one partner. It's a cooperative effort, which, of course, agriculture founded. Agriculture is about cooperation. This is the same principle that we're using on this car. It's a cooperative effort of agribusiness and agriculture.
So you're kind of in the process of obtaining those partners?
Yes. We're in the process of securing dollars. As I had mentioned here, we're actively communicating with 31 different agricultural corporations at this point. That could become more. But the objective is to have as many organizations involved for as little money each as possible.
Is there a way to find out more information right now, or how would somebody?
Absolutely. They can contact me. I'm coordinating the whole program. I can be emailed pat@8pointpromotion.com.
Thank you very much. That's Pat Driscoll, and we saw the unveiling here of Car of the Heartland. This was a special feature of the American Farm Bureau Federation PR conference, and just had the opportunity to go. So we'll look forward to seeing that on the track someday.